The Seattle City Council approved $35 million on Monday for our homeless services next year. That's about $2 million more than the city budgeted this year. Next year's budget includes $100,000 for support of homeless camps. One new homeless camp sprang up on a busy sidewalk in the University District in September. The camp has since moved to a church parking lot a few blocks away. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Every day at noon, the 20 residents of the Tent Village hold a meeting to work through problems and assign chores. They call it their family meeting. Billy Plur is in charge today.
Like I said before, the propane, if we can figure out a way to get some propane today.
I think everyone should come up with 50 cents.
This time of year, staying warm and dry is a constant challenge. Wooden pallets beneath flattened cardboard boxes keep the tents off the wet asphalt. Tarps that hang above the tents sag with heavy pools of rainwater.
If we can find poles to better prop this thing up, that'd be way better. This canopy, we should really try to think of something to fix, especially that corner right there.
It's a rough shelter and drippy, but it's a big step up from where many homeless people find themselves each night. The group of tent dwellers, calling themselves the AV Foundation, has a porta potty, a kitchen. The University Congregational Church next door lends them a garden hose for water. Residents take turns doing guard duty around the clock. There's even a warming tent with a couple of electric space heaters inside. Wilhelm Schmidt stopped by at the start of the meeting. He was carrying two large duffel bags and looking for a place to stay.
Where are you staying now?
Just on the streets. I'll move around.
Schmidt said he got kicked out of the low-income housing project where he used to live.
And I'm trying to get into a program of mental health that would actually put me inside and give me medication and have me have, meals and everything like that.
Billy Plur said the tent community does have a couple of empty slots right now. To get in, people have to pass a criminal background check and attend three family meetings.
Whoever's actually shows up to the meetings and shows that they want to actually be a part of this and what they can give back to it, not just take from it. Because, it's a community. In a community, you have to be able to give back into it, not just take from it and just expect handouts. That's why we try to do what we can.
On Saturdays, residents head out from their tents and do a neighborhood cleanup in the alleyways of the U District.
Not all of us are bad people and slobs. Some of us are actually, good people and are trying to give back what we can, even though it's not as much as, people who are working jobs and making money and are able to donate to places.
Seattle's homeless population has increased by a third in the past 3 years. At least 2,300 people now find themselves homeless each night. Tent cities provide some shelter for about 150. University Congregational Church officials say if Jesus were around today and had a parking lot, he'd be doing the same thing they're doing with theirs. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.